Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Ken Shepherd, along with Dana Lee. And the show's called Making Money in Real Estate When You Have No Money. Our call-in number today is 347-989-1329. I want to read a disclaimer, and then I'll go over a few other things, and we'll go ahead and get started. Please note this show is intended only for the listeners. All investment information contained in the show has been secured from sources Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd believes are reliable, but we make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in the show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips, Inc. or Ken Shepherd in any manner. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd accepts no liability for the content of this email, the content of the show, or for the consequences of any actions taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, and any other professional that could help you understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. Always use your strengths to fund your weaknesses. What we mean by that, basically, is if you have something where you could help somebody else and help yourself in the process, it's always good to do that. When it comes to deal making, if you don't have the money and somebody else needs a deal done and they have money to buy it, find what they want, get paid, and use the money for what you need. It's kind of just as an example. Website is www.creativeflips.webs.com. Telephone number 24/7 is 310-358-7087. Email fci@peckbell.net. Twitter is @KenShepherd and Facebook is Facebook/KenShepherd and Facebook/CreativeFlipsInc. We usually have $300 to $500 million in process, depending on where we are. I've been doing this about 30 years. All the shows in the archives are free. Please tell everybody in the world to listen, download, play them for their friends, and join our radio audience and become part of our network in general. We've closed a lot of business. We have $80 million in closings on our website, many more that are not on there for confidentiality reasons. And we also did a soft proof of funds in the recent past for up to $500 million. One of the ways you can connect with investors is KenRE Radio. That's KenRE Radio.com. Connect with over 150,000 investors at no cost and meet a lot of people and close deals and let us know whatever you close. So we're very happy to have you with us today. Again, KenRERadio.com is a wonderful source, and we use it every day ourselves. And it's the biggest on the Internet, and we'd love you to become part of our community there. So thank you very much, and we're about to get ready to the show, so let's talk about the show today.
So first of all, thanks everybody again for listening. We are approaching 15,000 listens inside the database, which means essentially if you've listened to five shows, you're five of those 15,000. So for all of that, we thank everybody, and we hope that this is helping you get more things done and be more productive in your business and to help your family and yourself. We're also finding that we're getting more opportunities because of the radio show, and the opportunities are getting better and better as people listen more and more to the shows and get better educated to what works, what doesn't work, and why, and how to approach us so that we can actually help you get deals funded. And that's starting to get closer and closer, and we're starting to see some very exciting things. So what we wanted to talk about today, which I think is a really important topic, is there's a constant discussion going on between us and people that are calling us, reaching out to us and such, is how do I get the money to get into the deals. I can find the deals. I can get to the point where I can probably get the deals to the point where the seller and I agree on the price and all that kind of good stuff, but I can't get the money to take the property and put it under contract, and I don't have the funds to be able to put the deals together. Well, first of all, you can listen to our show on finding investors, which I think is very important, and that we did that a while back, and that was something that we felt was very important for you to know, because without that piece of information, it's kind of difficult to operate. And I know that's one of the things I did when I first started out, was figured out how to find the capital. It's time trying to figure out how to find the deals and then put them together. One of the things we've learned recently is that people have come to us, and some of them have very, very good credit scores. What I mean by that is you haven't been late on your payments and such like that, and if you have, then you have somebody else that has not. And a good credit score is usually what's called a FICO score. For those of you who don't know, F-I-C-O, Frank Income Charlie Oliver, is the initials. And the FICO score is three separate credit bureaus that give you what's called a tri-merge credit report on your Social Security number. You can get that for, I think, a dollar on the Internet, or I know you can get it on Credit Karma for free on two of the three bureaus now, and at least see how you're doing, what's going on with you, and make the changes that need to be made to make your credit better. Good scores are, of course, better than the bad scores, and the best score, I think, is 850, and the worst score, I think, is 300. People use these things in order to determine how they feel about you as a credit risk. Now, one of the things that we're starting to see pop up in the marketplace is a very interesting opportunity, and we spoke to a guy about this the other day, and he's an investor, and what he's decided to do was, instead of lending against real estate, he'll lend against your credit report and your income. Now, you have to have a decent income, which is usually $10,000 or more a month in his case, but in some cases we've seen it less, and you have to have a decent ability to make payments and a great credit score, meaning at least a 680 on your middle score. There's three different bureaus. There's TransUnion, Experian, and TransUnion, Experian, and one other one that I'll think of in a second. And in any event, the most important thing is that you want to be able to know scores, and your middle score is the one that they're looking at. Not the high one, not the low one, but the middle one. Maybe, Dana, do you remember the third one? It's TransUnion, Experian, and there's a third one. I forgot the third
one. The other one starts with an E2, and it's Equifax.
That's right. So, what we're starting to see is people come to us and they say, okay, I have this deal, and they're kind of close in formula. They have a decent credit score. They're maybe 700 score. They have good income. They have a job. They found a property and they want to buy it, or they want to refinance it. Other than going to the banks to get refinancing or going to a credit card company to get a credit card, which is usually pretty expensive money at the credit card level and the bank level, it's very inexpensive money. However, the problem with that is usually it takes a long time to get a bank line approved. And if you do, it's probably not that inexpensive now that I think about it, because I have some, and the cost of the money for the secured real estate funds, but not as cheap as you might think. So a lot of investors have come up in the marketplace and decided that they're going to loan against other than real estate and other than assets. So it's not asset-backed. It's not real estate-backed. It's backed by your promise to pay. And that's called an unsecured credit facility. We've seen them generally starting at $25,000, going up to $500,000 and into the million. And obviously, the more you have in the way of assets, and the more you have in the way of collateral and income and all those good things, if you own a business or such, the more you're going to be able to get from the lenders, because the lenders want to put their money on the street much more than you want to have the money available to you. It sounds odd to say that, but that's really true. Lenders call us every day saying, can you find me loans to lend on? Please, I have to lend this money out. I have to put money on the street. My job depends on it. And in some cases, the money is not coming from banks, but we're talking now about private sources of money. Now, you can get private sources of money to lend against real estate, and you can get private sources of money to lend against businesses. But it's also a possibility to get a private source of money that can lend you against your name or your brand, as we call it, or your credit, in both. So we spoke to this guy the other day, and he'll go up to 500,000. He doesn't know or care really what you do with the money. Obviously, he doesn't want you to do anything illegal. He gives it out to you as you call for it. It's not like a credit card where you can just draw down on it, stuff like that. In his case, you have to call for like $10,000 increments at a time, what he told me. But the most important thing to remember is this is private money. The person you're talking to on the phone is actually giving you the money. They're giving it to you as a line of credit, but they're not your partner. They're not owning part of the asset with you, and they're taking a chance on you. Now, if you have a property, and I tell young people all the time in business and in real estate, the smartest thing that you can do is debt instead of giving away equity. When you give away equity, you're giving away your hard work to somebody else who really didn't put in that hard work that you did. Now, in certain cases, we're equity partners with people because of our experience, our ability to move money where they might not know how. In other cases, we just lend straight up or we figure out some combination. So one of the things that we're starting to see is lenders in the marketplace that are saying, look, if, let's say a guy has a property, wants to buy it, it's worth $200,000, fixed up. He can buy it for $75,000, let's just say, and he's $25,000 in repairs, and you have, of course, your closing costs. Well, that fits inside the 65% formula if you're doing an after-repaired value fix and flip. However, let's say that the same property you want to buy is worth $200,000, costs you $75,000, you need $50,000 in repairs, and now you're getting close to that 65 marker. The 65% is 140. So you might be, I don't know, let's say even if your repairs are 40,000 or so, whatever it is, the point is that you're outside of the formula, let's say $5,000, just to keep it simple. Well, you either have one of two choices. Either you walk away from that deal or you get one of these kinds of credit facilities. Now, we can you can get in touch with us, and we can put you in touch with people that have these kind of facilities available if we feel you qualify or you have somebody that can qualify for you as a partner. The thing to remember is these facilities allow you to have debt that's not secured by the real estate, and it's not secured by a business. It's secured by your promise to pay. It's unsecured, okay? And being unsecured, it's usually much more expensive. You'd say to yourself, well, it's not that much more expensive. It's a little bit more expensive, but what's the, I say to people that if it costs you a little bit, but you make a lot, what's better? It's always better to, you have to spend money to make money. Time is your money. Even if you're starting out and you have nothing to start with in terms of other than your education, your time is your money. So
that's right. There are different currencies. There's knowledge,
mm-hmm.
there's time,
right.
and there's money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have money, better get yourself some knowledge and spend your time wisely.
Exactly. And then once you have that knowledge, you'll only have to get that knowledge one time, and that's why we give it away for free. And hopefully all the shows we're doing give you the kind of knowledge we're talking about. So let's go back to our example. You need, say, $5,000 to tie up this asset. Just under contract, you need a non-refundable or a refundable deposit, however you can negotiate the deal. Plus, you need another $5,000 that you're short on your lender, or whether it be us or somebody else, that gives you the funds to be able to purchase this property because it's outside of a 65% of after-repaired value formula. So you need $10,000 more than you have. Well, one of the ways you can get those funds is you can do an unsecured line of credit. And I would suggest you set that up in advance of deals so it's ready to go, because these guys can trigger this money. As soon as you call them, they can wire you the funds that day. Or they can have it, you could have a checkbook in some cases. There's lots of ways they do this, but at the end of the day, the bottom line is you have use of capital. It's not tied to a credit card, which is usually very expensive. It's not tied to real estate, which makes it a little cheaper sometimes, depends on your credit. all credit driven and it's all asset driven at the end of the day. But what it's tied to, again, is your promise to pay. So take the example I'm talking about. You put the $5,000 down from the credit facility. You tie up the property. You have the cash to close on it through the loan. You close on the property. You're short $5,000. You put $5,000 more in from the credit facility, and now you've got a property that you're into for 65% of value from the lender, which includes probably your deposit, which may or may not get refunded at the closing. Also, you're putting in another $5,000 in order to gap the difference between what you have to spend to close it and what you have from the lender in order to get to the closing table. This gap, which we call gap funding because it's that piece of financing, it's that gap that's between you and the closing that's missing, okay? If you can get it in the form of a unsecured credit facility, you can do a lot of things with it. You can use it to buy cash. Let's say you can buy a property. Let's say you have a credit facility that you've been approved for $50,000, just as an example. And let's say you found a piece of property that's worth $50,000 that you can buy for $15,000. I don't know why. You just can. You found this piece of property. You can buy it for $15,000. You can take $15,000 right off this credit facility and just pay cash. Think about that. Now you own nothing on the real estate. Now you can either refinance the property, rent it out, fix it up with a loan or additional capital from the credit facility. And, of course, this payment facility does have payments every month. But the person who's doing the facility with you does not have equity in the property. So that means that you own all the equity at the end of the day. So if it costs you, say, in interest and payments, $1,000 over the course of this process, and it makes you able to go into a deal where instead of giving away half your profits, you don't have to give away any of your profits, which is better for you. Some people are afraid to spend $1,000 because they don't want to have another piece of financing. And then in that case, you give up 50% of the profit or 30% of the profit or whatever you can negotiate with the investor. However, it's all tied to risk and reward. The more risk you take, the more rewards you hopefully can get. So we wanted to talk about this subject because it's so important.
Sorry.
Go ahead. That's fine.
For the lender, they choose their reward because they're risking their currency is their money, of course. So if you make a lender money, if you put money in somebody else's pocket, they're going to let you do that again and again and again, and they're going to make it easier and easier for you, right?
Yep, and less expensive because the more experience you have with the lender, the more the lender's going to say, well, last time I charged you X, this time I'm going to charge you X minus 2. Essentially, your money is cheaper because you have a longer set of experiences with that particular source, and they feel more and more comfortable with you because they've actually made money with you and you guys have successfully closed a transaction together. And I've always found that once I close the first transaction with somebody, it's easier to do the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth. Things go faster and easier because you have those relationships in place. Of course, this all goes back to the same things we talk about, networking, meeting people that can help you. If you don't have great credit, find somebody that does and give them a small piece of the transaction, as little as you possibly can, for the use of their credit report. Now, you may not need it for the purpose of the part of the purchase because the purchase may be a no down, no qualifying, or very little down, no qualifying, hard money loan for rehab of the property, including the repairs. But if you're short, this is a way to cover the short. I thought this was an important subject to bring to mind because it's yet another way to use other people's capital at a much lower cost of capital than you might otherwise have, and find people that are willing to bet on you or you're willing to bet on yourself, and you just go out and this is how you tie up the properties and this is how you cover that gap we talked about. So at the end of the day, you're in more control, you make more money, and sooner or later, hopefully, you have enough money that you don't even need the facility. I like having a lot of credit facilities. I do have a lot of credit facilities, and I use them all the time. They go up and they go down. And the more I use them, the more they want to give me. And the more they want to give me, sometimes the less I want it. And the less I want it, the more they want to give it to me. And not only that, the less they want to charge me for it, because they know that it's better to make something than nothing. And if they have if they don't have their money out on the street being used in business, they're not making any money. That's why banks are constantly running ads. Private investors don't, but banks do. And it's all the same thing. They just want to put their money to use, whether it's equity or debt or bridge financing or any kind of financing somebody does. The investor is interested in making a return. Depends on their risk model. If you don't want to really, if you want really safe money, you leave it in the bank. But you won't make much interest, maybe 1% or 2%. If you take a little more, there's different ways to take risk. This is just the way that an investor will get involved with you, and it's unsecured. And that's what's really important. It's unsecured. Now, depending on which state you're in, it may or may not have deficiency clauses to it on your personal assets and things like that if you default on the line. But just be careful with the other, with people's money like you would be with your own. Figured your numbers right, and you've looked at your market closely, and you've done your studies and your due diligence and your homework, you should be okay. I've used these kinds of facilities for years and years and years, and they've worked excellently for me. So I thought that's something that we should talk about. Anna, do you want to add some more?
You're doing great. No, I mean, you know, it's very rare that I feel like I have something to add that's better than what you've got at the moment. But I know that if you spend your time wisely with the knowledge that you have, always gathering more knowledge, you're going to learn as you go. Please be teachable, and don't be afraid.
Exactly. Don't be afraid, because, you know, when you take a little risk, you may get a very big reward. And we're starting to see more and more people. And I just brought this up to Dana the other day. I said, you know, we've got these people that are coming to us with credit scores like 735, 800 even, and such like that. And they're saying to us, well, I'm short $10,000 in this deal, and I don't want to use my own money. I have my own money. I have money in the bank. I have money in my IRA, all those kinds of things. I own real estate. I have, you know, I'm building my net worth, but I don't want to use my own money. We say, okay, fine. If you don't want to use your own money, here's somebody's money you can use, okay? And these guys, there are a number of them out there. Now, of course, you have to be careful, like anything else, with your due diligence and check people out. And if you want some people we like in this particular area, just let us know, and we can connect you with them, okay? They work with us as partners in bringing you into deals with us. But at the end of the day, it's another way for you to utilize your knowledge and other people's credit or yours, okay, in order to qualify for these credit facilities. Now, they're not the easiest things in the world to qualify for, I'll be honest with you. However, once you figure out how to qualify for these, and you can qualify for them if you have enough people who are willing to sign on the deal, to protect that lender, they do require personal guarantees. But once you sign for that deal and you have that capital, it makes it much easier for you to operate, because you need cash to operate, or you need somebody else's cash if it's not yours. So one way or the other, we feel it's very important for you to have this additional piece of information about credit facilities and how they work and why they work. These are done all over the world. We prefer to do them in the United States, because that's what we do our business most of the time. However, they're done all over the place. In ancient times, they were done with the barter system. I give you, you give me, or sometimes I give you and you pay me back later, you know, but it's still lending has been going on since money was existed, and before money was existed, it was just done on promise. It wasn't like, I'm going to take your house. It was just, please pay me back. That's all.
Right.
Pay me back.
Right.
And show me that you can be trusted to pay me back. So we wanted to have you really think hard about this, because we see a lot of deals where people are not inside the 65% formula. They've got a lender, or we found them a lender that'll go right up to that 65% marker, and you're needing to go to 70% in order to close the deal. That's a 5% gap. So that $200,000 deal, purchase, let's take a $100,000 deal, you're short $5,000. Do you want to let $5,000 prevent you from making $25,000? That's five times that $5,000, which, by the way, is an investment that you've paid back. So it costs you $1,000 more to make sure that you make $25,000. You would have done the same thing otherwise. You pay the payments, you fix the property, all these kinds of things. We're talking about fix and flips now. But you need that $5,000 in order to finish out that transaction. That $5,000 allows you to make $25,000 and cost you $1,000. So you figured, okay, I'm going to make $25,000 or I'm going to make nothing. Which one's better? So it costs you $1,000 risk, $1,000 from the payment. Sometimes the lenders will even say, look, I won't charge you as much now, but when you sell the property, you have to pay me the difference, and I want a little bit more because I'm waiting for my money. I'm not saying that happens all the time. That's creative, but I'm just saying, but it's a purely unsecured line. You can go out and you can use it to buy a car. You can use it to buy a boat. You can use it to buy different things. I would not suggest you do that, okay? I would say just use it. Just you people do it. Okay.
Yes, they do. It ain't wise.
It's not wise. You know, don't take that credit facility and go out and have a party. Use that credit facility to figure out how to make more money, then pay back the lenders, and now you have $25,000 in my example. Now you have a party. Spend $1,000 and have a really nice party. And still have $24,000 left. Okay? And over and over and over again, and it will always be out there. There will always be lenders, always, that will lend you money unsecured, okay? So they're not looking at the real estate. They're not looking at what you're doing. They're hoping you're doing something wise with it because they're counting on you to be doing things that make sense for you and make sense for them. So anyway, Dana, how can people get in touch with you?
Reach out to us. DealsWithKD@gmail.com. That's DealsWith, K like Ken, D like Dana, @gmail.com. You've all heard the phone numbers, 269-849-9510. We're working with some new people that do some portfolio refinancing. If you're stuck with six houses and the banks won't touch you, we can help you out with that. Reach out to us. Let us know what you're working on. Tell us your name, your phone number, your email address, best time to reach you.
Yeah, I would
help.
I would suggest you not call Dana and say, hi, my name's Bob, please call me back. Okay? Because she's really busy, and so it's really good to be very specific with her. The reason I'd prefer email over phone calls is I can build history of what you and I have said to each other so that we know that we've not missed each other's points and comments, and you can go back and read them over and over again. If you don't understand something, you can ask us. Anyway,
right.
We hope everybody has a great rest of the week. Thanks for listening. We appreciate everybody listening all over the world, and have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we look forward to doing business with you and seeing you succeed. Take care, and we'll see you back on the radio next time. Bye. Yeah, let me call you right back offline.